Charlotte Gatos from Johns Hopkins University, and the title is Self-Collected Penile Swabs in a Clinic. How do they compare to urethral swabs for accuracy for detection of gonorrhea and chlamydia?
Thank you. I'd like to thank the organizers for inviting me to share our data with you today. A few years ago, we had been collecting self-collected penile swabs for our internet study, and we did compare the results of them with urine in males. But then we thought, well, we never really compared it with the urethral swab, and so that was the objective of this study. I have disclosures. I've worked with quite a few diagnostic companies for looking at new tests for going through the FDA. So we know that at least for culture of gonorrhea, the urethral swab is preferred because you actually need live organisms. But we know that the self-collected penile swabs can be used for nucleic acid amplification. So we decided to compare them. So our methods were that men who were being cultured for the diagnosis of gonorrhea in an STD clinic were asked to volunteer to also collect a penile swab for a NAT test for chlamydia and gonorrhea. The clinician collected urethral swab for Gram stain and for culture were then placed into a NAT aptima transport tube. Then volunteers were asked to collect their penile swab after. So the urethral swab was collected first, followed by the penile swab. And then we also ascertained Gram stain and culture results for gonorrhea to see how they compared. So we had 157 paired urethral penile swabs. We had 26 penile swabs positive for chlamydia and 21 positive for gonorrhea. For the urethral swabs for chlamydia, we had 25 that were positive for chlamydia and 19 urethral swabs that were positive for gonorrhea. So this is a 2x2 table for chlamydia first. So you can see here that the urethral and the penile swabs agreed 24 out of 25. We had one swab that was urethral positive and penile negative, and we had two swabs that were penile positive but yet urethral negative, and 136 which agreed. For gonorrhea, we had 21 total positives by any method, 15 agreed. Did I skip this? Okay, there's the chlamydia, the gonorrhea. We had 19 that agreed, and the penile swab picked up two extra swabs for, this is too sensitive, two extra swabs that the urethral swab did not pick up. So then we wanted to look to see how the results compared to the clinic results for the Gram stain that was done and the culture that was done. So of the 15 positive Gram stain, 15 were positive for culture. There were two Gram stains that were positive that were culture negative. And over here you can see that we had, it's not working. Yeah, we had one that was culture negative, that was Gram stain negative. And then we were not able to find three of the culture results, but they were Gram stain positive. So we had five discordant samples between chlamydia and gonorrhea. So I'd like to just walk you through how we tried to resolve these discordants using the GeneXpert test for looking at chlamydia and gonorrhea. So here were two that were penile positive for the chlamydia and urethral negative. One of these did not confirm with the GeneXpert assay, but one did for both the penile and the urethral samples. Here was one sample that was positive for gonorrhea in the penile, but the urethra was negative. And both the penile and the urethra confirmed with the GeneXpert test. Here we have an aptima that was positive in the penile and negative in the urethra, and it confirmed with the GenProbe expert assay, there we go, for the urethral and the penile. And then lastly, we had one that was for chlamydia that was penile negative but urethral positives, and we were not able to confirm this with the gene expert. We didn't test the urethra because we didn't have any more kits. So in conclusion, we believe that self-collected penile swabs appeared to be as accurate as the clinician collected swabs for the detection of chlamydia and gonorrhea for the NAT assay. We all recognize that we still need culture when you want to be able to do culture for antimicrobial resistance. So we believe that self-collected penile swabs could expedite express visits, which have been set up in many busy STD clinics where people are not symptomatic, that they just go and collect their own sample, and then they can be on their way or get a point-of-care test done, but they wouldn't have to have an interaction with a clinician unless there was a Gram stain culture that was needed. So I'd like to acknowledge all my co-authors, Matilda and Perry Barnes, Laura Dees, Yoshang Shea, and Vince Morsiglia. That's all I have. It's a very short, very preliminary presentation.